How is this a real person who represents any part of the United States? Marjorie Taylor Greene just held a town hall in Cobb County, Georgia, in an attempt to defend Trump's policies, justify Elon Musk's cuts to Social Security, Medicaid, and Medicare, and it didn't go too well. She began to kind of snap on one of her constituents, not in person, but one of her constituents wrote a message in, and Marjorie Taylor Greene spends 2 minutes arguing with a message on screen. Before that happens, she gets interrupted multiple times. This reads, "Protesters disrupt Marjorie Taylor Greene's Cobb Town Hall." And we'll just watch the videos. Before we do that, before we jump into the clown show, I do want to cover something a little bit more seriously. It is my duty to promote this. Abrego Garcia's wife, the Maryland father who was deported with zero due process, zero chance to file a habeas petition, she spoke today in Maryland, and this is what she had to say, a very heartfelt message that everyone needs to hear. And by the way, due process being stripped away doesn't just hurt criminals, it hurts innocent people, it hurts you as well.
Of after his disappearance, and I stand before you filled with spirit that refuses to bring down. I will not stop fighting until I see my husband alive. Kilmer, if you can hear me, stay strong. God hasn't forgotten about you. Our children are asking, when would you come home? And I pray for the day I tell them the time and date that you'll return. As we continue through Holy Week, my heart aches for my husband, who should have been here leading our Easter prayers. Instead, I find myself pleading with the Trump administration and the Bukele administration to stop playing political games with the life of Kilmer. Our family is torn apart during this scary time.
By the way, this is literally just a normal father who's been in the U.S. for over 10 years, did not commit one crime. J.D. Vance had to cite a traffic violation from 2017, a traffic violation when digging for something to say. No crime whatsoever. And he's not an MS-13 member. Sorry, to continue.
And our children miss their dad so much. Despite the challenges we continue to face with the U.S. and the Salvadorian government, I hope that the strength of faith and the resilience within us will keep us standing after all the punches we continue to receive. Our ability to fight back against these governments are testimonies to the spirit of fight and restraint that God has given us.
I'm honestly surprised that Newsmax played this. Oh, they played it on Newsmax too, I guess. But drop a like to help boost that message. And let's go over to Marjorie Taylor Greene, fighting with one of her constituents, but not even in person. Marjorie Taylor Greene was not man enough to bring a combative constituent in person. She had to take a message, argue with it on screen, and when someone in person does try to speak up, they get kicked out right away.
What are you doing to protect us in the 14th District from the damage and extreme hardship of Trump's tariffs? Gutting of Social Security and Medicaid.
Wow. Okay, that is a completely fair question. Marjorie Taylor Greene was just reading a question off screen. That is a fair question.
DOGE gutting our government with a chainsaw approach and the utter destruction and ignoring of our Constitution and rule of law. He is not well physically or mentally, and he's making nonsensical orders based on his whim of the day.
That is totally true. She's still reading. You can tell because she's struggling to read.
How are you going to rein him in to protect us? Oh, poor Christina. Poor Christina.
By the way, the question was just, how are you going to protect us from tariff inflation, Medicaid and Medicare cuts? How are you going to protect us from Trump's erratic policies, which he's proven time and time again? Let's see her and her mature answer. I can't believe this is a representative.
Well, I'm sure, Christina, you think that you're pretty smart. But the reality is you are being completely brainwashed by whatever source of news you listen to. The facts are this. No one has lost their Social Security. No one has lost their benefits. Criminals have lost it, yes. Fraudsters have lost it, yes. And illegal aliens have lost it, yep. And if you want to defend those people where you hate our country and
I hate this game that they play. If you've watched any of my videos, you know the game that I'm about to point out. Every single time Democrats, people on the left say, hey, maybe we should have due process. Maybe even criminals, the worst of the worst, deserve some sort of due process so that eventually innocent people aren't swept up and arrested. Every single time we say that, they're like, oh, so you want to defend criminals? You want to defend rapists and the worst of the worst? You think the worst of the worst should just get off and walk around? We're saying no, there should be some form of due process. Never once has any Democratic politician said that. AOC and Bernie Sanders, in my opinion, are known as being on the farther left wing of the Democratic Party, no? So what? Even they're not saying that criminals should be in our country. Quite the opposite. They would never say that. Nobody would.
And you hate America. What am I going to do? I am going to stand by my president. I am going to support my president. And I am going to fight for his agenda with everything I have in Congress.
His agenda, basically tariffs, is stripping away our constitutional rights. That's what you're going to fight for? Let's go on to this clip of her getting interrupted.
Live in a place where I am one of the members of Congress that usually has the highest amount of death threats. As a matter of fact,
the sign says jail for insider traders. Who in that room recently had the power and the capability to inside trade? Was it the one person claiming that she's on their side? Yes, Marjorie Taylor Greene is allegedly, she's being accused of inside trading off the back of Trump's insane tariff stunt. Here's another clip of somebody interrupting Marjorie while she's speaking. Drop a like and some blue hearts if she deserves it more than anybody else.
That are not just living at the border. Ladies and gentlemen, they're all inside the interior of the United States. All inside the interior of the United States. You can head out. The protest is outside. Thank you very much. Protest is outside.
And let me tell you, there were protests outside, but honestly, Marjorie Taylor Greene isn't worth anybody's time. She's going to sit there and argue with a letter on the screen. Imagine being a representative and one of your constituents sends you a letter saying, hey, what are you going to do to protect us from the slashes with Social Security, protect us from this or that? And you just make fun of them and deride them and condescend and demean them the entire time. What a great representative.
Fight for his agenda with everything I have in Congress. And that's what I'm going to do for the 14th District, because I know for a fact you are going to have more money in your pocket. You're going to have more jobs available. You're going to have a stronger economy, and you're going to have safe cities and communities to live in.
This isn't even the argument that Trump's making regarding tariffs. Tariffs will necessarily cause less money in your pocket. Trump even admitted there's going to be pain with the tariffs. But then Trump said the tariffs are just a vehicle to raise tax revenue so that income taxes go away. But if it's just a vehicle to raise tax revenue, that means that we're still going to be importing goods. Because if you want to raise revenue, you need something to import and tariff and raise revenue off of. So that means we're not going to be building everything here. They don't have a coherent strategy. I'm going to leave it at that. Drop a like, subscribe to keep the channel growing. I'll see you all in the next video. Peace out.